So take digital goods. Digital goods such as books, CDs, DVDs, tangible personal property, the sale of which is sales taxable in most states, not all states, but most of them. But over time, especially over the past 10 years, a lot of those have transitioned to digital form, where you're not necessarily buying a physical book now. You might be getting a book on an e-reader, such as a Kindle. You might not be buying a physical CD. You might be getting MP3s via iTunes. You might be getting a streaming service, such as Pandora or Spotify. You might not be buying a DVD. You might be using a streaming service, such as Netflix, Hulu, take your pick. And or you might even be, you know, purchasing your movies on iTunes or otherwise. And so as that tangible property has shifted to digital form, here's what has happened to states' sales tax revenue. They have their sales tax base. It's looking good. Everything starts to shift. The base erodes. And so the challenge that states have been faced with is what to do when that base erodes. And what they do is they expand their definitions and they expand their imposition of tax to cover digital goods so as to build up a base from digital goods, and hopefully combined, those two will about equal the revenue that the state needs. Now, some might view this as expanding the sales tax base. Some might just view it as protecting the sales tax base. Either way, I think everyone would agree that the revenue problem is real. And this is how many states have responded. In fact, most states do tax digital goods at this point. The definitions that we're going to look at pertain to states that are members of the Streamlined Sales and Use Tax Agreement. That's about 23 full member states, including many of which are represented by our attendees here today. So we have about 23 states that follow these definitions, otherwise some varied definitions across the country. But when you see these definitions, you'll start to understand why we have a problem. Specified digital products. So I should mention, the states that sign on to the sales tax, Streamlined Sales Tax and Use Tax Agreement, they don't necessarily all tax these, but they do follow definitions consistent with these. And then the states can choose whether to tax it or not. Digital books, digital audio works, digital audio visual works. These are the three terms that you're going to look for in most states, whether it's your home state or the state that you are selling your online education too. There is a high likelihood you're selling it to students who are in states that use these definitions. And that's where we start to have an issue. If you look at the last definition here, a series of related images, which when shown in succession, impart an impression of motion. What you have been seeing on your screen throughout much of this conference, and what my students were seeing when I taught them in the fall via Zoom, they were seeing a series of related images on their screen, which, when shown in succession, imparted an impression of motion. Now, I would like to think that I was providing a little more than that to them, and I'd like to think we're doing a little more of that now. But the risk is, these definitions, which are intended for products such as these, might also start to capture products and services such as what we're doing right now. And we're not talking about the taxation of UTSCLE specifically. We're talking about all of the education that we all provide. We're talking about our academic credit, our normal curriculum, which went online this year. And we're talking about the continuing ed programs that most of our schools offer. And we offer a lot of different continuing ed. It might be law, it might be med, it might be accounting. And is that simply a series of related images that imparts an impression of motion and might be taxed? And I'm not making this up. If you're thinking, wait, can this really happen? Yes, this has happened. It's happened in a number of states, and we're going to see that. Now, the reason it's so counterintuitive, though, we come back to where we were a moment ago. We have our tangible property, which is converted into digital goods. But now we've got this new column on the right for services. And really, traditionally, that's what we view this as. We view ourselves, we're providing an educational service. And the challenge we have is that this educational service is now occupying the same digital space that these tangible property are now occupying in the middle. And the problem that our legislative drafters have, many of them would like to try to distinguish this service from you know, a movie that you might see on Netflix. But then they also think about this side of the equation. They think about, well, wait a second. Some continuing ed used to be on a DVD, used to be on a video cassette. And that has moved to a digital good as well. And they're saying, in some cases, you know what? That used to be sales taxable. If someone bought a DVD with continuing ed programs, that might have been sales taxable. How do we keep that in our sales tax base, but exclude many of these services that we don't intend to be taxing? That's the challenge the drafters are facing. And the challenge that universities are facing is we offer a lot of different types of online education, some of which is going to look a lot like what's on your right in terms of the service, and a lot, and then some of it might look a little more like what's on the left, where it might be a very passive pre-recorded program. Does that matter? In some cases, yes. So here are some of the different types of online education we provide. And you can think about, are all of these digital audiovisual works? And if they are they all going to be subject to sales tax in many of these states?